Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is currently warm and clear. In Tel Aviv, skies are bright, making it a perfect evening for a stroll. Jerusalem is enjoying a mild evening, while Haifa remains pleasant with a gentle breeze. Now, here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has struck Gaza. An Israel-backed militia captured a Hamas official. Three people are said to be dead. Also, Ynet reports that a senior Hamas security chief was captured in a Gaza City operation. He was brought wounded to Israel. Also this hour, according to Forward, Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion defense deal. The agreement aims to protect against regional threats. Separately, I-24 News highlights the broader significance of the IDF's latest operation in Gaza. It extends beyond the capture of one individual. And finally, JNS reveals an exclusive report. After the closure of the Jerusalem Press Club, a former CEO plans to launch a new press hub in Tel Aviv on Israeli Election Day. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Matzig, an Israeli activist and commentator, shared breaking news. Hakim Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, Israel's former justice minister, announced a decision today. Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat due to anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News reports that, with approval from Prime Minister Netanyahu, Dutch diplomats must leave Israel. This follows the Dutch Parliament's decision to ban trade in products from beyond the Green Line. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Times of Israel's coverage of the Gaza strikes. The Israeli military carried out a significant wave of strikes, aiming to neutralize threats to its forces. This military action coincides with an operation by an anti-Hamas militia, highlighting escalating tensions in the region. The situation remains tense for civilians in Gaza, with fears of further escalation. Turning to Ynet's report on the capture of the Hamas security chief, the operation in Gaza City was conducted without IDF troops on the ground. This development underscores the ongoing covert operations in the region. The capture could impact Hamas's operational capabilities, potentially altering the security landscape in Gaza. Meanwhile, in earlier reporting by Forward, Israel and Greece have strengthened their defense ties with a substantial deal. The $3.5 billion agreement includes a multi-layered anti-missile system. This deal signifies deepening strategic partnerships amid growing regional threats. The cooperation could enhance both nations' defensive postures. On the economic front, let's turn to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli startups attracted over $575 million in funding in August. The focus was on companies addressing AI security challenges. Separately, Globes highlights that three Israeli companies rank among the world's top 30 defense firms: Elbit Systems, Israel Aerospace Systems, and Rafael Advanced Defense Systems are recognized for their size and influence. And finally, Ynet Business discusses challenges facing Israel's date growers. European boycotts and Egyptian imports are impacting the market, leading to potential losses for local producers. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.